AI. So apparently, one third of all food produced on Earth never gets eaten. It just disappears into landfills, into dumpsters behind restaurants, into the back of a warehouse somewhere, because nobody knew it was expiring. And AI, the same technology we're using to write emails and generate memes, might actually be the thing that fixes it. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is genuinely fascinating to me because it's not about robots in a kitchen or some flashy consumer app. AI, it's about the unglamorous, absolutely critical plumbing of how food moves in this country. Meet Grub Market, not the app on your phone. This is a B2B company, business to business, and they are quietly building what might be the most important piece of infrastructure in American food distribution that you've never heard of. Here's the setup. The US food distribution system is worth over $700 billion. 700 billion. And for most of its history, it has run on phone calls, spreadsheets, and handshakes. AI, farms sell to distributors, distributors sell to grocery chains sell to you. And at every single step, there is friction, opacity, and waste. Nobody knows exactly what's in the warehouse. Nobody knows what's going to expire on Thursday. Nobody knows if the truck is going to be late. Grub Market is trying to digitize all of that. They connect farms and suppliers directly with grocers and restaurants, and they layer AI on top of the whole thing to optimize procurement, match supply with demand, and catch waste before it happens. AI. And here's where it gets interesting. They're not just building software. They're building a marketplace and the software infrastructure, which means they're capturing data from actual transactions at massive scale. That data is the moat. The more orders flow through their platform, the smarter their AI gets at predicting what a grocery chain in Ohio is going to need next Tuesday. They are, by most accounts, the largest private food technology company in the United States right now, and honestly, AI. I think this is one of those companies that people will look back on and say, "Oh, that's when food distribution stopped being a black box." The unsexy infrastructure plays are always the ones that matter most. But here's the thing, while Grub Market is going after the whole system, something else was happening quietly in a much smaller office, probably with much worse coffee, eh? A Y Combinator startup called Burnt just raised $3.8 million to solve a problem so specific, so deeply weird, that it almost sounds like a joke. AI, food distributors, seafood guys, specialty goods, importers, the people who get your restaurant, its ingredients, are still receiving orders by fax in 2024. I'm not making this up. Orders come in via email, WhatsApp, text message, phone call, and yes, actual fax machines, and then a human being has to read all of that and manually type it into an ERP system. That's the enterprise software that tracks inventory and orders. This is how billions of dollars of food gets moved around every day. Burnt built an AI agent called Ozai that just does that job. AI, it reads the fax, it reads the WhatsApp message, it figures out what was ordered, and it enters it into the system automatically. And if you're thinking, wait, that seems almost too simple to be a real startup, here's the thing. They're already processing over $10 million in orders every month. Six-figure revenue within months of launching, and if you're thinking, who on earth invested in this? Steph Curry's venture firm led the round, which is either a sign that this is a very smart investment or that Steph Curry's venture partners really care about seafood logistics. AI. Possibly both. The CEO, a guy named Jacob, has this line that I keep thinking about. He says, food distribution has missed 2 decades of software adoption. 2 decades. And the reason is that traditional enterprise software asks these small distributors to completely change how they work. Burnt's approach is different. Don't change anything. Just put an AI agent on top of what you're already doing. That's it. And apparently, that's all it took to get traction. And honestly, I'm not surprised. The best enterprise software right now isn't the software that replaces your workflow. AI. It's the software that disappears into your workflow. Quick hits before we go. Helios AI, backed by a fund called Supply Chain Capital, is building a risk intelligence platform that watches climate events, geopolitical instability, and economic shocks and maps them to specific food suppliers in real time. So if there's a drought in Morocco that's going to affect your olive oil supply in 6 weeks, Helios tells you now. AI. Google Cloud launched an early access program for supply chain forecast collaboration, basically a tool to help buyers and sellers stop reprising each other with demand spikes. And AWS quietly added generative AI support to their supply chain product, including a tool called Amazon Q that gives supply chain managers a plain English summary of their biggest inventory risks. Big tech is very much in this game. So here's what connects all of this. AI, we have a food system that wastes a third of everything it produces, runs on fax machines, and has historically been too fragmented and too analog for software to really take hold in AI, not because it's magic, but because it's finally good enough to work with messy, unstructured, real-world data is starting to change that, not all at once, not with one giant platform, but piece by piece, workflow by workflow, fax by fax. The question isn't whether AI can improve food supply chains, it clearly can. AI. The question is whether the people building these tools actually understand the operational reality of a seafood distributor in New Jersey at 6 in the morning. The ones who do, they're gonna build something that lasts. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.